Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 14th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Pickle Day. This tangy tradition celebrates crunchy cucumbers transformed by brine, with stories of jarred delights savored at picnics, deli counters, and family kitchens across the country. Grab a jar, invite friends for a pickle tasting, share laughs, learn a recipe or two, and toast to briny bliss. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking fair with waves around 2 to 4 feet. Conditions are choppy right now, but they should smooth out as we hit the afternoon with semi-clean conditions expected. Winds are currently offshore at 13 miles per hour and will shift to east-southeast later on. Best time to ride is at 3 p.m. with the 3-foot incoming mid-tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 9 mile per hour. The first low tide on Friday will be 1.5 foot at noon, followed by a 4-foot high tide just after 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start fair on Saturday with waves at 2 to 3 feet, but choppy winds develop by mid-morning. Expect a steady surf of 2+ feet on Sunday with cleaner conditions early in the day. Monday drops to 1 to 2 feet with challenging choppy conditions throughout, making it the least favorable day of the period. This morning, there are rain showers and it feels like 60 degrees with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:50 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, some possibly producing heavy rain with new totals of 2 to 3 inches and southeast winds around 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30. Showers remain likely Saturday night with lows near 56, then mostly cloudy skies and only a chance of rain through Monday with highs in the upper 50s and nights mainly in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, LAX officials voted unanimously on Thursday to approve more than $1 billion for long-planned elevated roadways that will separate airport-bound vehicles from local traffic. Supporters believe this will enhance safety and efficiency for travelers. However, some residents and advocates expressed concerns about the necessity of the project amidst lower passenger levels at LAX, with one resident stating, "I think this is a project that was maybe well conceived 10 years ago, but it's not necessary." The total cost of the project is estimated at $1.5 billion, with a completion timeline extending to spring of 2030. Critics have also raised concerns about increased driving and potential delays, citing the ongoing issues with the automated People Mover project. Now on to sports. New England Patriots rookie running back Travion Henderson has made the most of his opportunity, filling in for injured starter Ramondre Stevenson, who has missed the past 3 games because of a toe injury. Henderson's 2 touchdown runs and 1 receiving touchdown helped the Patriots to a 27-14 victory over the New York Jets on Thursday night, sparking the question on whether he might assume a larger role when Stevenson returns. The Patriots improved to 9 wins and 2 losses with the win, the best record in the NFL, and won their eighth in a row. Henderson became the second rookie in Patriots history to have multiple rushing touchdowns in consecutive games. He has seen his playing time more than double during the past 3 weeks with Stevenson out. The Jets have failed to intercept a pass for 10 straight games, tying the longest such streak in NFL history. In local sports, Cooper Kupp has made it clear he did not want to leave the Los Angeles Rams last winter. The standout wide receiver set records and won a Super Bowl MVP award during 8 successful seasons in Sean McVay's offense. Kupp expressed, "It was a meaningful place for me," highlighting the importance of his relationships with the fans. As Kupp returns to SoFi Stadium on Sunday, he will face the Seahawks in a thrilling midseason showdown between two top teams. The Rams will also debut their near-black alternate uniforms named Midnight Mode. In top news, Disney Chief Financial Officer Hugh Johnston is ready to go 12 rounds, maybe 15, in the ongoing carriage negotiations with YouTube TV. Johnston stated on CNBC that his company is ready to go as long as they want to. This statement comes as reports indicated that discussions between the two media giants have become more productive. Johnston believes that claims about legacy media losing marketplace strength are an exaggeration. He added that Disney has built a hedge into its guidance, anticipating potential dollar impacts. Disney Chief Executive Officer Bob Iger emphasized the importance of closing a timely deal to ensure uninterrupted service for consumers. Disney's streaming profits grew, with Disney Plus adding 3.8 million subscribers. The company plans to invest $1 billion more in content in 2026 than in 2025. In business news, Bitcoin has fallen to its lowest level in 6 months, deepening its bear market as long-term holders stepped up their selling. The largest cryptocurrency was down 3.4% to $98,308, marking its lowest point since May 8th, according to Dow Jones Market data. It is now trading around 22% below its record high of $126,273 reached on October 6th. Long-term holders, defined as those who held Bitcoin for over 155 days, sold roughly 815,000 Bitcoins in the past 30 days. Analysts noted that the Bitcoin market remains in an extremely bearish phase, potentially signaling a shift in market sentiment. The overall cautious investor sentiment and liquidity drain during the recent government shutdown likely contributed to Bitcoin's weakness. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 8% for the week to about $98,000. Ethereum is down 12% to just under $3,200. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.29. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Google's DeepMind has cracked a century-old physics mystery using artificial intelligence. Scientists have long struggled to predict how fluids behave, especially their chaotic nature. DeepMind's breakthrough offers valuable insights into fluid dynamics. DeepMind researchers identified new unstable singularities across three fluid dynamics equations. This advancement may enhance our understanding of turbulence, which affects everything from aircraft drag to blood flow. While not revolutionary, it is a meaningful step forward in mathematical physics. And in entertainment news, legendary documentary filmmaker Ken Burns has been trying to tell the story of America for 10 years. He emphasizes the importance of a complicated origin story rather than a superficial one. Burns is promoting his latest documentary, The American Revolution, premiering on Public Broadcasting Service ahead of America's 250th anniversary in 2026. The six-part series is narrated by Peter Coyote and features voices of celebrities like Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. Schmidt notes that the revolution was not just about independence, but was incredibly violent. Burns believes knowing our origin story can unite us. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Les Brown. And he said, "Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.